By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, we always begin our morning, our day, by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our job, our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the Quran. As well as this, my dear viewers, make good intentions. For indeed, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban رحم والا.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون.
اے ایمان والو اللہ سے ڈرو اور اس کی طرف وسیلہ ڈھونڈو اور اس کی راہ میں جہاد کرو اس امید پر کہ فلاح پاؤ.
الذين كفروا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
بے شک وہ جو کافر ہوئے جو کچھ زمین میں ہے سب اور اس کی برابر اور اگر ان کی ملک میں ہو کہ اسے دے کر قیامت کے عذاب سے اپنی جان چھڑائیں تو ان سے نہ لیا جائے گا اور ان کے لیے دکھ کا عذاب ہے.
یریدون ان یخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجین منها ولهم عذاب مقیم.
دوزخ سے نکلنا چاہیں گے اور وہ اس سے نہ نکلیں گے اور ان کو دوامی یعنی ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کی سزا ہے.
والسارق والسارقة فقطعوا ایدیہما جزاء بما کسبا نکالا من اللہ.
اور جو مرد یا عورت چور ہو تو ان کا ہاتھ کاٹو ان کے کیے کا بدلہ اللہ کی طرف سے سزا.
والله عزيز حكيم.
اور اللہ غالب حکمت والا ہے.
فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه واصلح فان الله يتوب عليه.
تو جو اپنے ظلم کے بعد توبہ کرے اور سنور جائے تو اللہ اپنی مہر سے اس پر رجوع فرمائے گا. بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
کیا تجھے معلوم نہیں کہ اللہ کے لیے ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کی بادشاہی, سزا دیتا ہے جسے چاہے اور بخشتا کرتا ہے جسے چاہے.
واللہ علی کل شیء قدیر,
اور اللہ سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے.
یا ایھا الرسول لا یحزنک الذین یسارعون فی الکفر من الذین قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم.
اے رسول, تمہیں غمگین نہ کریں وہ جو کفر پر دوڑتے ہیں, کچھ وہ جو اپنے منہ سے کہتے ہیں ہم ایمان لائے اور ان کے دل مسلمان نہیں.
ومن الذين هادوا سماعون للكذب سماعون لقوم آخرين لم يأتوك يحرفون الكلم من بعد مواضعه.
اور کچھ یہودی جھوٹ خوب سنتے ہیں اور لوگوں کی خوب سنتے ہیں, جو تمہارے پاس حاضر نہ ہوئے اللہ کی باتوں کو ان کے ٹھکانوں کے بعد بدل دیتے ہیں.
يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا.
کہتے ہیں یہ حکم تمہیں ملے تو مانو اور یہ نہ ملے تو بچو.
ومن يرد الله فتنته فلن تملك له من الله شيئا.
اور جسے اللہ گمراہ کرنا چاہے تو ہرگز تو اللہ سے اس کا کچھ بنا نہ سکے گا.
اولئک الذین لم یرد اللہ ان یطہر قلوبہم,
وہ ہیں کہ اللہ نے ان کا دل پاک کرنا نہ چاہا.
لہم فی الدنیا خزی ولہم فی الآخرۃ عذاب عظیم,
انہیں دنیا میں رسوائی ہے اور انہیں آخرت میں بڑا عذاب.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. And viewers of Madinah Inshallah, mashallah wa azzawajal, you've just had the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran as well as the translation, mashallah azza wa jal. And dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, please do make it a regular habit of yours to recite the Quran, to recite it regularly. So let's just say, and this is alhamdulillah, this is one of the beauties, really, honestly, is something which is so brilliant, my dear viewers, that the mindset of the founder of Da'at Islam, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, in that they tell us all. And sometimes we say, I remember I used to think, oh, what's the reason for it? You know, why is it so important? Yeah, I know it. They tell us all that on a monthly basis, whenever possible, check your namaz, go over it again, your salah. Go over, you know, your recitation here and then get people to listen to it. Get people to, yes, you know, you would think, oh, I learnt it as a child. And then I've just learnt it recently, you know, I know it. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, now you yourself, really, I encourage you all, please try to do this. That your salah, just read it to somebody. Don't be too proud, really, don't pride, it destroys the person. You need to always just take out pride from you. Honestly, you need to take out any pride you have in you, you need to try getting rid of it. We need to get rid of all the pride we may have. We can never think, no, we're too big. I know too much. Who do you think you are to test me? No. You yourself go to somebody, whoever you wish. Whoever you wish. It could be your own spouse, whoever you wish. Somebody who knows their salah properly. It has to be somebody who knows their things themselves. But read, for example, your salah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Am I reading it correctly? Just listen to me. Am I reading it correctly? And read the entire salah. And sometimes you think, I know my salah. No problem, I know my salah. But my dear viewers of the channel, we are all human. Are you human? Then, really, are you human? Then that's fine. You make mistakes. You think, no, I don't make mistakes. Does that mean you are a human? Allah will leave it there and leave you. Being human, we make mistakes. What's the harm in it? It doesn't matter. My dear viewers, we make mistakes. It's okay, make mistakes. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn from our mistakes. We need to rectify them. To make a mistake, that's once in a blue moon or we made a mistake. And we need to be able to identify our mistakes. We need to take a look at ourselves. Which things am I doing wrong? You know, sometimes we make mistakes, that's fine. We all make mistakes, my dear viewers. Don't be too proud of yourself. It doesn't matter. Now, my dear viewers, why am I saying this? Because being humans, we make mistakes. And sometimes what happens is, although you may know it, but you've just not thought about it. Because I read my salah, you know, every single day. I'm reading my 5 daily prayers every single day. And sometimes you're not completely, you know, paying full attention on your words. So you're just reciting, you're reading, and then you give Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you'll give your salam, and that's it, you've finished your salah. But my dear viewers, sometimes what may happen, as I said, being human, what may happen is we may read something wrong, slightly, maybe once, and then it may be that the next time we've done it again, and without even knowing, sometimes we don't even realize, without even knowing, we've never realized that I'm repeatedly reading this one thing wrong. Maybe we are thinking, no, this is the correct way. For some reason, we think, no, this is the correct way, but it's the wrong way. And if we are going to be too proud to read our salah to somebody else, then we'll always be reading it wrong. And I hope it's not, you know, a major mistake. We don't know that most of the time. So my dear viewers, sometimes we just adopt things even without realizing them. It may be a mistake once, and that same mistake we make again and again and again, and we've not even realized it. We are thinking our salah is perfectly fine because we've read it to somebody a year ago, and maybe at that time it was perfectly fine. The point I'm trying to come to, my dear viewers, is that I don't know. I may be making a mistake. So I need to read my salah to somebody. I need to read it to somebody to listen to me. Please, maybe I'm making a mistake. If I am, please do correct me. So let me read my salah to you. And imagine the amount of reward you shall gain. My dear viewers, never think you're too high or too great to do something. No, don't think, I'm 30 years old or I'm 40 years old. If I'm to read a salah, I'm to read it wrong to somebody, they're going to laugh at me. What are you more afraid of, people laughing at you? Or, you know, not having your salah properly? But if you ask, salah needs to be proper. This is salah, just one example. Another is the Quran. Just recite the Quran to somebody. Say, look, I'm reciting the Quran. Can you please pick up my mistakes? And alhamdulillah, up until this very day, not that I did it today, but alhamdulillah, I regularly say to somebody, look, I'm going to read the Quran. You just take a look. Am I reciting it right or not? Because sometimes we don't even realize. And they may pick up on a mistake. It's okay, my dear viewers. It's okay. Do not be too proud. Honestly, this is something which is very important. And I used to think, my salah, I've got it perfect. I've got it completely perfect. And then I don't realize, 1 year down the line, I'm reading it to somebody, and they think, this missing. I didn't even realize I was reading it like that. My dear viewers, honestly, Amira al-Sunnah, the Madini Pearls, this is one of those. You need to read your salah, to read things to others, and get other people to check it. Because we are all humans, we make mistakes. So read, whether that's the Quran, read it to somebody else. Say, look, how is my recitation of the Quran? Please tell me, am I making any mistakes, or is my reading okay? You know, I'm going to read my salah, is this right, is it correct? Or am I making some sort of mistake? And if you do not be proud, honestly, do this, inshallah, you shall gain so much reward for doing so. Now, Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, looking forward to this kalam so much. And the kalam is none other than the Qasida, Burda Sharif. It is in more than one language. It is in three languages, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Arabic, Urdu, and English too. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Let's, mashallah, brighten our day even more. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kaunaini wa Saqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kaunaini wa Saqalaini wal Fari. Qaini min urdin wa min ajami.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creation.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creation.
And even both groups, Arabs and Rajam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحين
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العميم
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ
حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیگا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم The viewers of Madani Channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal You are watching Rise and Shine MashaAllah Today's topic What I wish to speak about today Is of as usual extreme importance No doubt honestly It is of extreme importance It's very very important It's important for our elders And our youngsters equally Everybody Every single individual, in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Talab al-ilm, the seeking particular, this is referring to particular Islamic knowledge, is fard, is necessary, is obligatory, ala kulli muslimin, upon every Muslim, male or female, that seeking knowledge is necessary. For you to seek knowledge is necessary. Now, it's important for us to know." What sort of knowledge you must seek? Everybody would be thinking, I go to school, so I'm seeking knowledge. People would be thinking, I'm at high school, I'm at uni, I'm seeking knowledge. Does this constitute a seeking knowledge in which the Hadith is referring to? No, my dear viewers. What is obligatory is Islamic knowledge. But then what type of Islamic knowledge? Learning the stories. We always have stories, mashallah. Are they obligatory? My dear viewers on Madani Channel, what is obligatory? are those things which are obligatory to do for us, firstly, we can say. So first, about Iman, which is the most important, and Aqeedah, these things are of utmost importance. So learning about our faith, our creed, these things are of utmost importance. But also, those actions which are obligatory. For example, within the glorious Quran, we have been told to establish prayer. Within the Quran, many times, we have been ordered to establish the prayer, to read our salah, to perform our salah. Now, performing salah is obligatory, meaning it's farz. Everybody has to do it. We all need to pray our salah. We have to pray our salah 5 times a day. So now, learning about this knowledge, about the prayer, how do I pray my salah? How do I pray my salah? These sort of things are obligatory, my dear viewers. And when I said equally, if we do get technical, it's not equally upon everybody. Why? Because if salah is not farz on you, you may be a child, then he doesn't need to seek knowledge about salah. Because he's a child and he doesn't have to pray salah. If a person doesn't have to give zakat, then he doesn't need to know how to give zakat or upon what he must give zakat. He doesn't need to give zakat anyway. But generally, it is important. Generally, it is important. Why? Because that child is going to become mature. And as soon as that child does become mature, then immediately, the fara'id, etc., become necessary upon that person. He's no longer a child, now he's an adult. So my dear viewers, we need to learn about our salah, for example. We need to learn about those things which may break our salah. We need to, even before that, we need to learn about ablution, about ghusl. These sort of things we must learn about, we must know about. How is it to perform, how should I perform my ghusl? How do I perform my ablution? How do I perform my salah? How do I perform it? In which direction do I pray salah? We all pray towards the Qibla. We pray towards, in the direction of the Qibla. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must know that which things, must I be really, really careful on which things, how do I read them? What if I was to miss one thing? How would it affect my prayer? So we need to know the rules regarding prayer, regarding ablution, regarding cleanliness. These are of utmost importance. Similarly, there is zakat, my dear viewers. For those upon whom zakat is necessary, it's actually similarly necessary for us to learn about the rulings of zakat. I have so many things. Does that mean I need to give zakat on all of these things? And then we need to ask ourselves, do these, you know, constitute either gold, silver, business stock, animals, this is rare for those in the United Kingdom, or land in which the crops are grown. You know, what do we need to give zakat on? What do we not need to give zakat on? How much zakat do we need to give? How much do we need to give? When was zakat necessary upon me? Was it during the month of Ramadan? This is what everybody thinks, that yeah, when Ramadan time comes, that's when I need to give my zakat. My dear viewers, this is not correct. This is not right. No, it's not. Because everybody's different. It's not like, oh, yes, my brother's giving his zakat now, so okay, I'm going to give it now too. I don't know when I was meant to give it or not. We should, everybody is different, by the way, when it comes to zakat. So everyone will pray their salah at the same time, within the particular time. Everybody will fast within the same period of time, during the month of Ramadan. So everybody will perform Hajj during those particular days. So all of those things, yes, we do at the same time, but for zakat, my dear viewers, this is different for each person. Why? Because different people are making a particular amount of money at different times. So it's not this person started working before me, he has lots of money, so that means I don't have money, but I must still give zakat just because he's giving it. No, my dear viewers. Is different for me, is different. I need to have a look. I need to take a look at my money, how much money, whatever it may be, that I have. Am I considered a person who is known as Sahibu Nisab? This is the term used. Do I meet the criteria by which zakat will become necessary for me? So these sort of questions we need to ask, and this is the type of knowledge we must learn. Similarly, about fast, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Fast. When do I need to close my fast? Or the azan is being recited. Somebody is calling the azan. That means fast time is closing now. Just have your last morsel of food. Have your last quick sip of water. Quickly, you know, brush your teeth. Do this, do that. Quickly. It's only, you're only a minute late. Or it's 2 minutes late. It's not a joke, my dear viewers. Really, it's not a joke. This is what we think. It's okay. You know, I need to finish my plate. In Islam, we are told you should finish your food. So, and I'll just quickly finish my food. No problem. No, my dear viewers. No, this should not be done. You should eat much before, much earlier, before the time. So you do not need to worry about, you know, having that last morsel. No, 5 minutes, 10 minutes before minimum, be finished. Finish your food. Don't wait for those last few, or there's 1 minute left, let's quickly have it. Because what if you've gone over time? And my dear viewers, the fast is something, this is something you must remember. That the fast is something, even if you're going a second above time. And sometimes you don't even show the exact time. So even if you're going a second above time, but if from the time you were supposed to be fasting, if you went over that time, it doesn't matter how much time you went over. Your fast is not done. Also, in terms of the timings of the month of Ramadan Sharif, you know, these people will come up with all sorts of times. No, my dear viewers, this is, you know, it's sad really, because many times what we're doing, we're thinking, this mosque is finishing the latest, let's go by this time. Sometimes we need to think about it ourselves, that, you know, it's completely light outside. How can it possibly go by this time? Honestly, but you can see everything is bright outside, it's light, and you think, oh yeah, I'm going to close my fast now. My dear viewers, the deen, the religion is not a joke. It is not a joke, my dear viewers. And we need to take it seriously. Some people think, why so serious? Why so serious? My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, it is the deen. If your life depends on it, you would be serious. This is more than our life to us. This is more important to us than our own life. Why? Because it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us, the creator of all the worlds. Imagine your job, would you say, oh, you know, it's all right, I'm only a few minutes late. How often do you go late to work? If you go late once, you know, you'll be careful the second time, or even the third time. After that, you'll be fired. Are you going to say, oh, it's okay, no problem, it's only a few minutes late? No, you'll be there early. So everything goes by time and evils. And yes, the deen, we should go in accordance to the orders given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there's a reason for it. Otherwise, anybody could break any boundaries. There would be no limits. No, there are limits for things, and we must respect those limits. Similarly, the limits in Sharia, those things which are permissible, those things which are not permissible, we need to know about these. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The special viewers of Madani Channel, if in your life you had an opportunity to visit graveyard, then you see that these are the graves, apparently they all look the same, but not necessarily. The condition inside is also the same. Yes, those they had correct beliefs, those they worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those they did not miss salah, those they fasted in Ramadan, those they performed hajj, I mean those they fulfilled their fara'id, those they acted upon huququl ibad, and they also fulfilled huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And definitely, if they got the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their grave would have turned into garden of peace. Their grave would have turned into garden of paradise. And unfortunately, those, they did not have correct beliefs. Those, they did not worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in terms of fara'id and wajibat. Those, they did not fulfill huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and huquq of ibad, meaning huquq of the people, rights of the people. And unfortunately, if they had displeasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the grave turns to be a ditch of hell fire. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq that we prepare for the hereafter. And when we depart from this mortal world, we rest in peace. We rest in the garden of paradise. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, that was our daily reminder. MashaAllah, you are watching Rise and Shine. And we're speaking about ilm-e-deen, knowledge, my dear viewers, Islamic knowledge. We need to, generally, a person needs to seek knowledge. It's very important to seek knowledge. And we can tell the difference between a knowledgeable person and a non-knowledgeable person. A person of knowledge acts very differently to those people who do not have knowledge. And no doubt there is a huge difference between those people who are people of knowledge, and this is any type of knowledge here I'm referring to, in comparison to those people who are not people of knowledge. Their behavior is different, the way they act is completely different. And a person of knowledge is generally much more respected, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But as well as knowledge, there is action, how a person does act. But then, my dear viewers, there is a person, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a good thing, alhamdulillah. He would spend his entire night possibly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would spend his entire days, all of his days, fasting. He would regularly fast. He would regularly keep fast. Subhanallah, beautiful actions. He would recite the Quran regularly. And this is good in its own place too, my dear viewers. And then there's a person who seeks Islamic knowledge, a student of knowledge. A student of knowledge. And when a person becomes a student of ilm-ud-deen, he is elevated, really. He is given a high status. He is given a high status. It said, you know, a student of knowledge. This is not a scholar we are referring to, but a student of knowledge. If he was to walk past the graveyard or through the graveyard of a town or a city, it said that the Muslim deceased, that their punishment is elevated for 40 days. Now, subhanAllah, we go to the graves of those who had passed away, maybe our parents, our aunties, uncles, cousins, whoever may have passed away. We go to the graves, we stand by their graves, we do dua. We ask for their forgiveness, for them to be granted ease, for them to be granted protection from the fire of hell, from any type of punishment, any type of hardship. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a student of knowledge, a student of knowledge just walks past and the punishment is raised. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how great this is. Subhanallah, really. And there are many ahadith in regards to an alim-e-deen, a scholar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the ulama, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to seek so much knowledge that we can also become from amongst the ulama, inshallah. So being an alim-e-deen, and this is in fact another point I would like to mention, a very, very important one, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that nowadays we easily give out titles. You know, this person is known, he's studied, you know, a few years of Dars-e Nizami, mashallah, which is very good, no doubt about it. You know, studying Dars-e Nizami, studying, as people call it, the alim course. Now he studied for maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. And suddenly, when this person has finished, we give him the title of Mawlana, or he's an alim, he's a sheikh. Such titles, my dear viewers, sadly, now, you know, People think nothing of them. People think nothing of them. And there's a reason for this. And this is our own fault. Because people like us who've possibly only studied a few years, we begin to add this title to our name, that this person is a sheikh, this person is a maulana, he's only just graduated and he's suddenly become a scholar. No, this is not a scholar. Such a person, after having studied 8 years, and mashallah, it's good if he studied 8 years, by the way. Mashallah, it's good he studied 8 years, he's on the on the right path to becoming a scholar, inshallah azza wa jalla. But then we have people studying 3 or 4 or 5 years, even 8 years. And suddenly they're just given the title of Maulana or scholar or anything like this. A sheikh. No, my dear viewers. Shuyukh. What does sheikh literally mean? Sheikh literally means an old man. Sheikh, it literally means an old man. Is somebody who's a sheikh is somebody who is old. What does it mean by old? It means somebody who has so much experience in knowledge, in ilm. So much they've been studying for tens of years, not just 10 years, tens of years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, where they've been spending that time actually seeking knowledge, ilm-e-deen, with sincerity, my dear viewers, as well as acting upon the knowledge. And when they seek it, it's not due to any ulterior motives, just to make life easier for themselves or just for money, no. But solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such people are shuyukh. This is a sheikh. This is a sheikh. This is a maulana. This is a scholar. Somebody who's been studying not only for 5 or 8 years, no. For 10, 20 years, 30 years. They've been studying properly with sincerity. You know, we were not born 30 years ago. And people just give us the title of a young person, that this person is a alim, this person is a sheikh. No. A sheikh is, mashallah, our sheikh at Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnah. Somebody who has spent his, really, I can say, although I don't know his entire life, mashallah, we've read about his life, my dear viewers, but he is a person who throughout his life, he has spent his life, his time on the deen. Seeking knowledge, seeking Islamic knowledge up until this very day. Every Saturday we can see the brilliance, the level of their knowledge, subhanAllah. Where so many questions are posed and posed and posed at them. And they are given answer after answer after answer for an hour, 2 hours or so, my dear viewers. Such people are known as shuyukh. Now by giving anybody the title, I don't know why I'm going into this topic, but it's important for us to understand this. That giving anybody the title of Sheikh or Maulana, and yes, for respect we can call it, but it shouldn't be as a title considering just a person who studied a few years as an Alim-e-Deen. No, my dear viewers, what does it do? It belittles the title. Then every Tom, Zed and Harry becomes a Maulana. Every Tom, Zed and Harry becomes a Sheikh. Such things should not be done, really. This is something which is very, very important. And Alhamdulillah, within Dawat-e-Islami, we have this teaching. That, you know, whenever a person's name is mentioned, they don't mention, for example, they won't mention Sheikh. For example, if there's somebody known as Zaid, they will say Sheikh Zaid or Maulana Zaid. Most of the time what's mentioned is Madani. So when a person, he completes the Dars-e Nizami, this is when he completes the Dars-e Nizami, he's given the title of Madani. Is meaning a person, he has completed his Dars-e Nizami, mashallah, which is brilliant, mashallah. I'm not trying to put that down, my dear. That's very good. We should all go towards this side and seek knowledge, join the Dars-e Nizami, inshallah, because this is what makes you into a proper student. This is what makes you, it equips you with all the tools for you to, inshallah, lead such a path. For you to be able to go and search more knowledge and inshallah in the future become scholars, my dear viewers. This is what Dars-e Nizami is. It's not something which suddenly you've finished and you've become a sheikh. No. It's something which equips you with the tools to make you a proper student in order for you to inshallah in the future become a scholar, inshallah. And this is really important. You all must understand this because sometimes people think, oh, this person doesn't Dars-e Nizami, that's it. No, and And no matter what age a person gets, the person can always make mistakes too. And you shouldn't be shy in telling people this, that, you know, I do not know. La adri. That if you were asked a question, you don't need to know all of the answers. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, speaking about knowing, speaking about knowledge, let's learn one, inshallah, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's go to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we face many hardships during our lifetime. But the one thing that Allah Azza wa Jal has asked us to do is to create tawakkul. In relation to that, we will be listening to a very important hadith narrated by Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that he has heard the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if you trust, that is, have tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal, as he ought to be trusted, he will give you sustenance as he gives to birds that go hungry in the morning and return with their stomachs filled in the evening. A renowned exegist of hadith and Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the right of trust is to believe in Allah as the real giver of sustenance. Some other scholars have stated, struggling and then leaving the result on the will of Allah is the right of trust. One should work physically, but have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. It is also a proven fact that those trusting Allah don't die of hunger. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, mashallah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Mashallah, we have a special guest, somebody who's known as Inad Khan too, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How you doing, Rizan? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ala kulli hal, I'm good.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Today, alhamdulillah, we are speaking about ilm deen, speaking about seeking knowledge. And there's various things. It's just been really random today. I've been talking about all sorts of things today. So I'm going to leave it open for you too, inshallah. You know, what I was talking about now was, you know, everybody just given the title of sheikh or alim or scholar, and they're given it so easily. They just study for a few years and they've, you know, they're known or recognized as a scholar. What does it do? It just belittles the title. So somebody who's truly deserving of it, you know, it makes them seem like they're just another Maulana, another Sheikh. Ji,
you're absolutely right. It's not easy to become a scholar or an alim. It's easy to get title or get it written with your name. But subhanAllah, those that are the true scholars, ulama I haq, and those they have got the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have been praised. Thirdly, the testimony of them, the Islamic scholars, has been considered. I think this itself is a great virtue to understand. Those, mashallah, students, they have got this mindset that they want to become an alim, or they should also learn from this so they can also be motivated. We should also seek knowledge. Number one, that's very important, and we should.
Mm-hmm.
There are three categories which have been taught by the teachings of Islam, Shabazz Bhai. A, we should seek knowledge. B, we should attach ourselves with ulama. We should sit with them, okay? And we should gain knowledge. Or the C is, at least we should have company. We should associate ourselves with ulama, and we should keep on taking guidance. But unfortunately, nowadays, this is something to be addressed. The people, they have disassociated themselves from ulama. And unfortunately, a sheikh, Google is more seen in practice, which should not be the case. People, they just go on internet and they keep on typing and whatever unauthentic information comes out and they think they are getting knowledge. But that's not the true knowledge. That is information, distorted information. And you never know whether it is authentic or not. And you keep on believing what you think and you think I am getting knowledge. Yeah. But seeking knowledge is important, but through ulama-i haq, seeking knowledge is important, learning is important, but we should learn it, authentic knowledge from ulama who are the true scholars, and then that knowledge will benefit. Otherwise, if we get knowledge from those who are ulama-i su, or they are not the right ulama, or so-called ulama, you can say, then definitely we could end up getting into the destruction. That's very important.
Allah, Allah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairah, Rizambai. You've taken your time. MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, Rizambai. May viewers, inshallah, MashaAllah, we have our last and final segment, our special segment. What is today's segment? Today, MashaAllah, we have our final segment, which is the wonder, one of the wonders of the Quran. Let's see what this is today, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Our pious predecessors rahimahumullah would not miss any opportunity of calling people towards righteousness. Even when walking or traveling, they would convey the call to righteousness. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Bashar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Fasawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and I were going to Syria when a person suddenly came and said, having salam to us, O Abu Yusuf, give me some advice. Listening to this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wept and then said, conveying the call to righteousness, O brother, the frequent coming and going of days and nights indicate that your body is weakening, your age is ending, and your death is fast approaching. O my brother, you must not be satisfied unless you have known for sure that you would have a good end. Never get heedless, because you do not know whether you would enter paradise or hell, and whether Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you because of His mercy and bounty, or is displeased with you because of your sins and heedlessness. O feeble man, do not forget what you actually are. You were an impure droplet in the beginning and would be a rotten corpse in the end. If you are unable to realize the depth of my advice now, you will soon realize that when you're buried in your grave, where you will feel shame, but it will be of no use. Saying this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became silent and began to weep. Overcome with emotion, the person seeking advice also began to cry. The narrator goes on to say that both of them wept so much that they became unconscious. Seeing this, the narrator also wept. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل مدي فيوز الحمد لله عز وجل you are watching Rise and Shine, and most importantly today's topic, seeking علم الدين, seeking knowledge. مدي فيوز of the channel, we must seek Islamic knowledge, we must learn about our fast, we must learn about our salah, we must learn about how to recite Quran properly, how to recite Quran properly. We must make sure that the way we are reciting our salah is in a correct manner. We must learn about the rulings pertaining to zakat, pertaining to giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's all for now. Continue to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.